369 suites, and all the suites are 300 square feet. You got a lot of room. It's a luxury ship, and it's just what it, you know.
Cool.
People are going for it. They want to get more for their money, and I don't blame them.
They keep getting better and better. They really
Pardon?
Do. I said the ships and the accommodations on the ships just keep getting better and better.
Yeah, but now the big ships, they're not changing that, okay? You're still getting a small room, and you're getting 4,000 or 5,000 people, and they're having a lot of issues.
Right.
I mean, Royal Caribbean right now is having some issues, too. I mean, it's just, I don't know what their thinking is. It's like a floating city. And
their performance
it's
is following
vacation,
last month's death of her longtime husband and manager, Renee Angelillo.
You're
listening to USA
so
Radio News.
Welcome
really to Staples. Staples guy, is this the right price
right.
on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
Now has these amazing new breakfast melts.
And
they're only $2.99.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store, a bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, USA Radio News had an exclusive interview with Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer. Your senior correspondent,
please remember to support
Jason
them
Ward.
And
global investment in cybersecurity.
Document signed by North Korea's leader, seen in footage aired on North Korean state television, read, "Make the world to look up in our strong nuclear country and Labor Party by opening the year with the exciting noise of the first hydrogen bomb." I'm Tammy Rose.
Chipotle says a federal grand jury has issued a subpoena over a norovirus incident at one of its Southern California restaurants. The Mexican grill that specializes in burritos says the subpoena is connected to a criminal investigation into an isolated norovirus incident at a Simi Valley restaurant last August. This is USA Radio News.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, Sweet Pea. I'm going to get the 2 for $5 bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich, dude.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, Sweet Pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. You love it, or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $5, only at Burger King. And for more great deals, download the BK app. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Hundreds of thousands of people are trying to help get Stephen Avery out of jail after watching the popular Making a Murderer series on Netflix. The 10-episode documentary portrays Avery as the victim of a huge conspiracy. Defense attorney Dean Strang says prosecutor Ken Kratz hasn't been very happy with the series, even though his best evidence is being shown.
Mr. Kratz has been very vocal in the last couple of weeks about complaining essentially that everything he said in 240 hours of evidence over 6 weeks of trial didn't make it into 3 or 4 hours devoted in a film to this movie.
Avery was wrongfully convicted of rape and spent nearly 2 decades in prison instead of the actual suspect. He and his nephew were later recused and found guilty of murdering a woman in 2007, and Avery maintains his innocence in that one, too. He's currently serving life in prison for murder. Prosecutor Ken Kratz disputes the accuracy of Making a Murderer.
The theory of both prosecutions was exactly the same. There wasn't anything that was inconsistent, although if you watched the documentary, you would think that.
Americans are neglecting children in their preparation for possible disaster. A new report from the American Academy of Pediatrics finds that the U.S. is not equipped to respond to the unique needs of young people during an emergency. The AAP says kids are especially vulnerable to illness and injury during things like pandemics, natural disasters, and terrorist attacks. They're calling on Americans to prepare better for such emergencies. Most life-saving medical equipment or vaccines are geared to adults and therefore have not been properly tested with children. The new report is from the American Academy of Pediatrics. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to Talented People. Happy New Year. It's about 3:05 on January 6th. I hope you had a lovely holiday season. We sure did. Colleen Kelly is going to be in studio with me today talking about all kinds of stuff that's going on, and we're wishing you the best for this new year. If you have a New Year's resolution, we're going to learn a little bit about some of the reasons that they don't work. Actually, only 6% or so of the entire community or world of resolutioners actually stick to it, but we'll talk about that soon. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you about the detailed forecast if you happen to live in Hunterdon County or the central New Jersey area. This is Talented People. I am Jeannie Murphy. It's streaming live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station studio on Main Street in Flemington. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 38, west wind about 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. Mostly clear tonight with a low about 16. Make sure you have your pipes run in there if you've got the chance of freezing, because it could happen. Thursday, sunny all day with a high of 42. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26 again. Slight chance of rain after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high of 45 with a 20% chance of precipitation on Friday. Rain likely on Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low about 35. That continues with the chance of rain and mostly cloudy with a high about 47 on Saturday and through the night with a low about 40. Chance of rain again on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 52. And then mostly cloudy with a low of 32 on Sunday night. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 39, and then partly cloudy with a low about 23. So we're not that bad. We had a great month of December. It was so warm in this area. And again, I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. So we're on to the new year, and we'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Singing, little runaway, like anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Hey, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and Colleen Kelly, my business partner at Jeannie Murphy PR and Mariah Media, is in the house. And we're wishing you a really happy new year. We are so excited to be here today, despite how we were told that we look really tired. I really don't feel tired. That was an insult, but whatever. It was by somebody else. Thanks for not saying that to me, Colleen. So anyway, all right, let's think about the new year, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And we hope everybody out there is into just kind of talking about some New Year's resolutions and some of the reasons that they fail. We're going to talk about specifically one Smart Brief blog that, if you don't know Smart Brief, they're an online destination that publishes a lot of leadership material and content. And they have about 6 million business readers throughout, you know, the day. So it's a really, really credible and prominent publication. And if you're interested in business news, you should take a look at it. You can look up Smart Blog online and check it out. But one of our New Jersey-based Jeannie Murphy PR and Mariah Media clients, his name's Dr. Paul Marciano. He's actually from Hunterdon County. He is a best-selling author for his Carrots and Sticks Don't Work. He's, you know, traveled around the world with his Respect Model. And he was just published this past week on Smart Blog with his New Year's resolutions. Oh, excuse me, it was on Forbes. I'm sorry, I apologize. That's right. Well, he has been so many times picked up that I didn't even realize it. So it was Forbes, which is even as exciting. So tell us about it, Colleen.
Kevin, my gosh, there is another, Paul's in the field of employee engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a colleague of his name is Kevin Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And he has also been a client of ours.
He's amazing.
He is an amazing speaker and
New York Times bestselling
author. And he has a regular column on Forbes. So he did an interview with Dr. Paul Marciano, and it's about, it's titled A Psychologist's Secrets to Making New Year's Resolutions Stick.
That is so interesting. All right. What does he have to say?
Well, he says something that, you know, it's interesting. I just want to say it goes off saying research suggests that approximately half of all Americans make New Year's resolutions. Did you make any?
Yes. A tentative yes.
So did I. But it says, yet only 8% actually achieve them. So that's bad.
That's a terrible number. I thought it was 6, so I'm actually happy, but 8 is terrible.
Right.
It's like the turnout of the polling.
So this article says, how can you join the elite few? How can you actually follow through with your plan to lose weight, which is one of mine.
Mine too.
Get organized, another one of mine.
Mine too.
And spend less and save more.
That's a huge
I actually would
one.
Like to spend like to more
save
and save more.
Save any. Make more and save something would be great.
I'd like to make more, spend more, not less, mm-hmm. and save more.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, those are very popular, you could tell.
Yeah. So he, Paul gives like 7 kind of really good tips of how you can do this. So I'm going to follow them.
Let's hear. My husband's texting in saying my resolution is not to make resolutions. I love it. Okay. Love you, Jan. All right. Feel free to chime in on the text, but Colleen's going to read through these very important steps to take.
Okay. So number one is to clearly define your goals. Okay. So, you know, I'm just going to read through it because it's really interesting. Many people in the spirit of New Year's loudly proclaim, this is the year I'm going to finally get in shape. But what does that mean? Do you intend to lose a certain number of pounds? Are you going to reach a body fat percentage goal? You're going to run 3 miles without rest? What are you going to do? You have to like make clearly define what you're going to do. So, and I suggest that you don't make it unreasonable where you just
right.
don't have
plan
any.
To fail.
Mm-hmm. That's well, mine. Plan yeah. to fail, that's a terrible...
No, that's what they call it. They say that if you make a plan that's an unreasonable like,
oh, I
goal
see what you're
that
saying.
You're going
Don't
plan
to fail.
Fail.
Right.
Yeah, you can't plan to fail. You have to plan and like actually, let's just talk about that for a second because Dr. Paul Marciano is very health conscious. He teaches the spin class at, you know, mm-hmm. the fitness center and Health Quest and everything. And that's interesting to me because I like what you said about actually defining the number of pounds. Like it's got to be usually like slower is better. But if you actually say I'm going to lose X amount of pounds in a year, then if you mess up 1 month, you can just get back on track instead of saying I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year. You just give up the first day.
Right. Okay. And then he says to track your progress.
Really?
So he said if you can measure it, you can change it.
Oh, good word.
And that's a really Paul. Good, yeah, that's really smart.
Yeah, it is. Because you know what? It's kind of like giving yourself an affirmation. Uh-huh. You know, you're like, okay, I tracked it. I actually tried this and I'm doing it. It's sticking and it's working.
That's exactly what he's saying. It'll be a motivational point achieving your goal. Next. And then number three is really important. And this is something that a lot of people don't have. It says to have patience because... You
have
know.
Patience with the resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
Have patience with achieving your goal. It says you must set realistic goals and then realize that that progress is never linear. Some people will see rapid gains and only hit high resistance later in their efforts. And for others, initial progress may be painfully slow. So I agree with them there because sometimes, you know, you just give up.
Right. Absolutely. And if you don't believe it, we're already at the beginning of our first break here. It's 3:18 on January 6th, and Happy New Year. This is Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly, and we're talking about Dr. Paul Marciano's resolutions under Forbes, published on Forbes' website right now. And stay with us. We'll be right back. It's a short break.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People.
Happy New Year, everyone. We're here today. It's a beautiful winter day. Starting to feel like winter here in the New Jersey area. We had a really mild December, so this winter is kind of taking everybody a little bit by surprise, and everybody's complaining a little about the cold. But we've been really lucky so far. So today we're just talking about, you know, New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And we are talking about an article that was published in Forbes leadership section, and it got a lot of pickup all over online. And
he gets like 20,000 likes and reviews and stuff every time he posts something. It's amazing.
Right.
Well, Dr. Paul Marciano.
So this is Dr. Paul Marciano has secrets to making New Year's resolutions stick. And we went through the first three. Mm-hmm. And then now we're going to keep going, because this is really an important thing for everybody to hear right now, because everybody has made resolutions, including Jeannie and I. Mm-hmm. And I intend to be in the top 8%, because like I said before, the stats are that half of Americans make New Year's resolutions and only 8% achieve their goals. So I'm going to be in that 8% this
year. I am too. We'll make a competition. We'll check again at the end of the year and see how we're doing here.
Okay.
Let's hear more about what we got to do, because that's a good idea.
Okay. So after you, I'll just briefly, the first three were clearly define your goals, track your progress, and the third one's to have patience. Mm-hmm. And now we're on to number four, which is to publicize your goals to friends and family, which we started to talk about. Mm-hmm. And what did you say?
I said that last time I publicized it and failed miserably. It was totally like I was never going to make another New Year's resolution again. The last thing I want to do is tell everybody and then fail like totally miserably. But I'm actually encouraged by this, because it's true. I'm ready to go back and tell everybody about my goals.
Well, he says, yes, it takes some personal courage and vulnerability to share something that you might actually fail at. But to dramatically increase your odds of success, you'll want support from those around you.
Well, that's why we're going to profess our resolutions today and then have everybody listen and check us in at the end of the year. We'll give updates regularly. It's a good idea. Keep us on track. Number three.
All right.
That was number four. No way.
That was number four anyway. Okay, number five. Put it on your schedule. How often do you hear people say they can't find the time to do something?
That's true.
So he said nobody finds the time, so you're just going to have to, you're going to have to put it on your schedule. You know, we all choose to spend our time the way we do, whether it's eating junk food or going to a spin class. So we have to make our goals a priority and actually schedule them into our calendar.
And that is easy with like Google calendars and stuff now, because you could just put repeat on and have it every Wednesday at 4 o'clock or whatever it is. You just get it done.
And he says, to, you know, not just exercising. He talks about like if you want to declutter, schedule time to clean out your closet.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right. And then if you want to save money, put it in a weekly budget review.
Tell your story about that. That was a cool thing you told me the other day, that you got a tip for a good way of saving for the new year.
Oh, yeah. That was a lady came in to I was talking to her, and she said she wanted to keep her pennies. And I said, why? I said, everybody seems to want to get rid of them. And she said, well, she read something that if you put one penny in on January 1st of the new year, and then you put two pennies in on the 2nd, three on the 3rd, 4th, and keep going through the whole year, then even on the last day, you will have to put $3.64. So it's not going to hurt you at all.
Right.
That you'll have, I forget the amount.
It's got to be somewhere around $100, because you're $3 a month times 12.
No, it turns up to much more than that.
Oh, because you've got $2. Right. Else. Wow.
So
I love the idea.
So she said, you know, and then there's Christmas money for you for next year, holiday shopping money. So that's a great idea.
No, it is a great idea. It ties right into that too. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And you can use the money for whatever you want, you know. Take yourself out.
Yeah. Charge stuff on your Kohl's card and charge to your husband, and then take the money. Run. Oops.
Okay. So he said to think of these time blocks as important appointments. You know, just like an appointment with a doctor or a business appointment, don't schedule over them. They're important
advice.
For you.
Yeah, really.
These are all really good pieces of advice.
You know? Well, you know what? Normally it's the basics that people can relate to. They want to read it, and then they just need to be reminded of it, and they make the most sense.
It's true. Okay, so he says to stop all or nothing thinking. It's better to do something than nothing. And I see a lot of this. Like, people want to, you know, go big or go home.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can be guilty of all or nothing thinking. He says, do you ever think, well, I might as well get dessert since I already ate the French fries?
Oh, that's the one thing I do every day. I'm just going to have another glass of wine.
Or I blew my diet last night, so yeah. We'll just start it next week.
Why not?
Yeah, it's so true.
It is.
And because he said, you know, if you do, you can't do that. So you did eat the French fries.
That's interesting.
You can say, oh, I should not have the dessert because I ate the French fries, instead of saying, oh, why not? Just do it.
No, that's a really good point.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. Because it's like, take notice of it and kind of take ownership to it.
And he says, you know, if you have a slight cold or a minor injury, decide just to walk on, you know, slowly or something like that around the track. And if you have a financial emergency and you can't save the full 10% this month, then just save what you can. The bottom line is any effort towards your goal is better than no effort.
That's so great.
It is great. Yeah. It's true.
Well, he has such an a person-to-person way of speaking, too, when he writes. So when you're reading it, you can kind of take it in, because he doesn't judge or insult or say anything that you can't achieve. It's just kind of like, these are things you can achieve. And I love the way he writes.
Yes.
And the same with his respect book.
He's positive.
Yeah.
He's a positive influence in this world.
Yeah.
We love him so much.
Yep.
So he practices what he preaches.
That's the truth. All right. But you know what? It's time for our second break already here at 3:28 on January 6th. We're talking about New Year's resolutions, and we're going to go on and talk about a new author of ours and his. Oh, we got more to add?
Yeah.
All right. Great. So stand by. We'll be right back after the news and weather.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
There's nothing that's occurred in the last 24 hours that has caused the United States government to change our assessment of North Korea's technical and military capabilities.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. is skeptical of North Korea's claims about successfully testing a hydrogen bomb.
The initial analysis that's been conducted of the events that were reported overnight is not consistent with North Korean claims of a successful hydrogen bomb test.
Ernest says North Korea continues to take provocative actions and further isolates itself from the rest of the world. Senior U.S. government sources have said it could take several days before they know for sure what kind of nuclear device may have been tested. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is blaming former President Bill Clinton's administration for North Korea's purported hydrogen bomb test. The Texas senator told reporters in Iowa that the Clinton administration relaxed sanctions against North Korea, allowing them to develop nuclear weapons. This is USA Radio News.
This Mother's Day, you know what to say in your heart, but here's how to say it out loud. For my listeners only, Sherry's Berries is offering giant freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in my code, Steve D. And for today only, you can double the berries for just $5 more, twice as much for only $5 more, but you've got to use my code, Steve D, for these berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. Trust me, I get these in my family every year. They're a big hit. I even save a few for me. But here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. And today only, you double the berries for just $5 more. An offer for my listeners only when you use my code, Steve D. Visit berries.com, berries.com, or call 866-FRUIT-02. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in Steve D. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter my code, Steve D. This Mother's Day deal expires tonight at midnight. Make sure you order now.
The Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court is blocking the state from issuing same-sex marriage licenses. Judge Roy Moore issued the ruling today, saying a previous order by the court in March remains in effect. Moore also warned probate judges not to issue any marriage license contrary to state law. He explained that today's order is aimed at clearing up the uncertainty over the conflict between the state's court ruling and the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriages in June. Donald Trump is jokingly reprimanding his supporters along the presidential campaign trail. The GOP candidate faked outrage at a supporter in New Hampshire last night who shouted, "President Obama is a Muslim." Trump was speaking to a crowd packed into a New Hampshire school gym. He was criticized 4 months ago for not responding to a supporter who said, "We have a problem in this country called Muslims." Yesterday, he criticized Obama for using executive order to expand background checks, took on political correctness, and poked fun at Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Opponents are shooting holes in the president's argument for changing gun laws as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Anybody in the business of selling firearms must conduct background checks or be subject to criminal prosecutions.
Gun dealers like Arizona's Greg Wolf not expecting the executive orders to hinder his business.
Every time that there's a story about gun control, we grow more.
And Wolf says anyone who buys a gun from his online store has to have it shipped to a licensed dealer, and that Obama's suggestion otherwise is a lie.
There's just no truth in the matter that somebody can go online, buy a firearm, and it's just going to ship to their house.
In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some beef sold at Walmart is being recalled. The company that makes ground beef sold under Walmart's Sam's Choice label is recalling 90,000 pounds of the product because it might contain small pieces of wood. The wood was discovered at the factory, and no one has reported getting sick or injured. The 2-pound boxes of meat are labeled Sam's Choice Black Angus Beef Patties with 19% Vidalia Onion. They were produced between late November and December 9th. Sunday's wildcard playoff game between the Vikings and Seahawks could go down as one of the coldest in NFL history. The current forecast for game day in Minneapolis calls for the temperature at kickoff to be 2 degrees. The temperature could fall to minus 14 as the game progresses. The coldest game on record was the Ice Bowl in Green Bay between the Packers and Cowboys for the 1967 NFL Championship when game time temperatures fell to 15 below zero. I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:33 already on January 6th. We're hoping that you had a wonderful holiday season, and we're having a really good time here, hoping you're having a great New Year's. I'm going to give you the weather if you happen to be listening in our area of New Jersey. Sunny this afternoon with a high of 38, mostly clear with a low about 16 tonight. Sunny again with a high of 42 on Thursday, and then partly cloudy with a low about 26 Thursday night. Then slight chance of rain after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high of 45 on Friday, and then rain likely throughout the weekend. On Friday, about 60% chance with a high about 35 and high on Saturday of 47 and a low around 40, and then Sunday, high of 52 with a low about 32, mostly sunny on Monday. So welcome back to the show. Colleen's here, going to tell us a little bit more about Dr. Paul Marciano's New Year's resolution.
Which is published on Forbes.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot. It's a great little article to read. Kind of gives you incentive to reach your goals. It already has over 10,666 views.
Already?
People reading it.
Just from 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yes. So we're excited for Paul.
Yeah.
He deserves every accolade of that he can get. We think he is an amazing person. His book is a best-selling.
Both books.
Yeah, both books
McGraw-Hill.
Are best-selling.
Yep.
And he's got a lot of great things on his on the horizons.
Yeah.
So,
and we're congratulating him, too. He's on vacation right now, so that's kind of cool.
Okay, so I'm just going real quickly. I'll do the last one. So the first one is clearly define your goals. Then 2, track your progress. 3, have patience. 4, publicize your goals to friends and family. 5, put it on your schedule. 6, stop all or nothing thinking. It's better to do something than nothing. And we went over
that's great work.
Yes. And then so the last one he says is get up when you slip up. None of us are perfect. And as the great Vince Lombardi said, it isn't whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up.
Wow, I love that.
Resiliency is key, he says, and don't turn relapses or temporary failures into total meltdowns or excuses for giving up.
That is so true. That is true. You have to be able to get back up.
Instead, just acknowledge the mistake and recommit to the path.
Wow.
That's great.
Words of wisdom.
Yes.
Love those.
So he firmly believes that achieving your goals isn't about willpower. It's about developing the right skills and the strategies that, with patience, will lead to success. So
I'm ready to do it.
Me too. I think I got some inspiration. I'm ready to go. I'm going to be in that top 8% that achieves their goals.
Okay.
Resolutions.
Are we going to tell them what ours are?
Well, I have to come up with them like he says. You know, I'm just not going to throw something out there.
You're running a little late. It's the 6th of January.
No, I don't think I'm running late.
Well, this year you're allowed to give yourself a VIP pass, according to him, too. So,
I'm not trying to give myself a VIP pass. It's just clearly define your goals was very important
to me.
That's
true.
I'm not just going
to
say
no, I'm writing notes here. I love that. Okay, because that's what I have to do is clearly not just define because I'm too vague as well.
Well, a goal is something that you really want to achieve this year. So do you have yours in mind? Because you see,
but they're not clear. So you're right. I'm right with you. Okay. So we're going to do.
Because don't just blurt something out.
Well, I definitely am getting a notice that says that the lottery is worth $500 million. So basically I was going to win the lottery, but I don't think that's clearly defining.
I actually bought us a Powerball ticket.
You did? Yeah. Today?
Yeah, it's for tonight's thing.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The gift that keeps on giving. No, seriously.
If we win, we'll be all good to go.
All good again. That's true. Mm. I like the whole thing about get back up. You know, it doesn't work out, so that's good. No, I definitely
no quitting.
Am. Yeah, no quitting allowed. Okay, gotcha. I want to I wanted to just tell everybody about something because I swear this is important. It's a little off topic, but if you happen to be on my Facebook page or whatever, and you see something yesterday, I got my holiday gift from Colleen, and they were the most fun gifts. But one thing she does every year, and it's just like tremendous, and everybody is like commenting to it on Facebook because there's pictures there, is she makes these just ridiculously emotional, handmade, hand-painted ornaments for your tree? I can't even put them on my tree because I've jeopardized one or two in the past 30 years or something, and they broke, and I won't risk them again. So they're prominently displayed in my china cabinet. But like yesterday, she gave me one, and I have to say it was the sweetest, sweetest thing. Again, I have a whole collection. I have one for Mariah, which is the house that we work from, and then I got yesterday Santa one for our Santa Choice Award winners, and it's like the most precious thing. And so I just want you to know how much I appreciate that. It was like
you.
very, very special time yesterday we had together. And, you know, we used to have so much time together. So that's one of my resolutions, is have more time together this year.
Me too.
Yeah, because it's always work. And it's
better
like,
time.
Yeah, we used to fun always time. Hang out because in 10th grade we became best friends. And then we had so much fun. And then all of a sudden we became working partners. And then we ended up having to work all the time.
Yeah, and then our conversations always go back to work.
I hate that. It's like, this is fun. I have to say, our conversations right now, because of David Brown Jr. and just about what we just talked about with Dr. Paul Marciano.
We have some really exciting things going on at work. So right now it is kind of fun.
And
to
they're
be
so
about
interesting. Like, okay, talk about Nadine Savino for a second, just because we'll move David Brown Jr.
Well,
to
we have
4:00.
To talk about her.
Yeah, so cool.
Because, she, you know, there's a success story, and we're very proud of the fact that she is our client, and she created a thing called the GCAP, and everybody's, if you're wondering what it is, it's just a tiny little silicone cap that goes over and fits over all different size bottles. And so if you ever had a soda and you had a straw in it and tipped it over, you know, it spills, or giving a child a chocolate milk with a straw. And that's what happened. That's how she created it.
After her son Giovanni's name.
Right. So the GCAP stands for Giovanni, her son. Mm-hmm. And she created it because of the need that she wanted to be able for him to just go around with his drinks, but not spill any of I guess he loved chocolate milk.
It's and so cute.
So she went to work, created, you know, she had prototypes and went to work and created this product. And then she started a Kickstarter campaign, and she achieved like her goal. And do you know how
she had an initial goal of $1,000. And I think this is interesting because she didn't go out with a Kickstarter campaign with the idea that she was trying to just get the money to do what a lot of people do, which I totally understand and appreciate. She did it to test the marketplace out, to see if there would be individuals out there who would want to back her for just the idea, the concept, you know, give $25, get one of the prototypes, get one of the new releases, first run or whatever. And then she ended up overachieving. She's over $3,800 right now. She has about 4 days left.
Almost 4,000.
It's amazing.
Of the $1,000.
She only asked for 1,000 and she's at 3,800.
So she got 267 back. On
that's
so
totally
far.
Awesome,
right?
And she's so. What I love about her is that she was a healthcare sales rep in like, you know, medical devices, and you know, like you said, she had her baby Giovanni. It was 4 years ago when she had him. She already had a little mompreneur kind of flavor, doing some Etsy sales with some teas. And then she ended up, you know, just getting this little chocolate, you know, self-serving, one single serving thing. And then got up the next morning, went to Michael's, found some silicone, went to put it on the top, and then decided to patent it. And then she went, now she's actually, tell what happened to her. This is the best part of the story. She came on board as a client.
I know, you take over sometimes.
No, sorry, I'm sorry. Whoops, that's my bad. Another one of my New Year's resolutions. Shut up.
Let other people talk.
Well, I'm going to try.
Okay.
I need to define that a little more clearly.
Well, anyway, so we put out a press release for her, and that got a lot of pickup. And then she got a call from Good Morning America to the producers there to be on a segment. And she didn't have – they didn't give her much time. It was like a week or so. They wanted her right on, and she was a little nervous. And she came on our show first, which was a good good for her to get her – pitched down and everything. And then that's when she went on, she had really not that much of an idea of what kind of segment it was. And
yeah,
she ended up being on the greatest segment because she was on with
Joy Mangano,
right, who is the creator of the Miracle Mop, and also the inspiration for the new movie with starring Jennifer Lawrence with entitled Joy, which
right.
is that's one of my resolutions. We have got to go see that movie.
We do. And she's also like the queen of the Home Shopping Network. So tell about what happened after she got the check. Oops.
See what I mean?
Sorry. Oops.
She didn't get the check yet. So she was on with another woman who had a really great product, mm-hmm. and so what they had to do was kind of give their pitch to Joy, mm-hmm. and Nadine gave her a pitch of what her product was, and
she did such a great job.
She did a great job,
so concise,
and yes, and that's what Joy said, and she said, "I want one of those."
Yeah,
and then. The other woman who I can't think of her name, but her product was great also. So Joy said, I want both of them. And she gave them both a $10,000 check, which was so exciting.
That is just the greatest story. It's like one of the greatest stories ever told.
I know. And so
she had no idea. We didn't even know when we were putting it together either. She just had to be there on a Thursday. It was like, get there in the morning a week after she came on board. And when she got there, like, you know, she was doing the pitch, just hoping to actually get feedback on her pitch, kind of like a shark tank idea, and they surprised her and the other pitcher.
Well,
product
I think
developer.
That kind of support just gives you
just crazy awesome
so much more enthusiasm to really go out and do this. And I believe that this GCAP we're going to see everywhere.
I
believe it's going to be on the Home Shopping
it's
Network.
It's going to be on the side of the end cap at 7-Eleven everywhere you go. And
it's a great product.
I really want to talk to her husband.
Right.
It's got to be the greatest thing to just hear what he's watching from the sidelines, being involved, watching the 4 years, see, you know, the evolution of it, and then all of a sudden see her on Good Morning America.
She just taken off.
And so. She just did such a great
job.
We're
really proud of her.
We are so proud of her.
She's a really nice person.
Yeah.
Also.
By the way, if you have a retail store, if you've got a children's oriented product online website or anything like that, and you're looking for representing actually a product line, we're arranging that for her too. So you can get in touch with us. You can watch the video clip of the Good Morning America segment with Joy and Nadine Savino on the GCAP and on Mariah Media and anywhere on YouTube if you look it up.
Santa Choice Awards on their homepage.
The Santa Choice Awards website. Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. We're going to go real quickly to our break. It's already 3:45 and stay with us. And we hope you're enjoying our show today. Thanks so much for listening.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly, my business partner, and our Mariah Media producer, television executive, and everything else is in studio today and hopefully for the whole year.
Happy New Year,
Happy
everyone.
New Year. This is exciting. It's a great show today. We were talking about our client, Dr. Paul Marciano, and his pickup from Forbes on his how to stay resolved to your resolutions, really, when only 8% of the 50% of, you know, the population actually commit to them and only 8% actually achieve them. That was really interesting. And then we were talking a little bit about Nadine Savino and her GCAP product that's Santa Choice Award winner. So tell us about Santa Choice Award winners from this season, because they were just so awesome. And also that great story about the Mariah Foundation donating St. Peter's Children's Hospital.
Well, I think this year we had some really quality things come through the Santa Choice Awards, and a lot of worthy of, they were all worthy of the award. And we have a magazine out. It's called Christmas Giving. And all of the winners were featured in there, which was nice. And we're looking forward to continuing to promote these winning products through the year.
Right. Well, like, there were some really awesome products by Crayola. And then there were a couple PR firms that were brought in several different clients. And then at the end of the day, you had a whole range of products between
desserts
and
we had a lot of games.
Travel
right.
games.
We have some really cool games. And one of them was like a science it was science meet art, and it was Just Add Milk, which was, it was kind of like a science experiment, but it also had to do with like colors and art, and it made this beautiful artistic display. I love that one. That was one of my favorites. And then we have, you know, everybody knows the Beanie Babies, right? So we had the Thai Friends game, and which is great for younger kids. We have a U Clue Riddle Edition Treasure Hunt. That was one of our winners. Another game called Go Bong. And then that was by Fox Mind. And then Alias, too. Dice Alias. So I thought all the games were really great this year. Gridley Games. We had Tactic. U Clue. I think that's how you say it. And then Fox Mind were some of the gaming winners. And then, like you said, Crayola had four really great winners. I know that my daughter and her friends tried a couple of them out and liked them. They said they all would give them give it a thumbs up.
So cute.
Yes. So they have a crayon carver, which is really cool. You get to carve your name into crayons.
And which is even funny because our son, Brandon, is 20. He was totally into that.
Right.
They were just like so into it.
He's like, can I play with
it? Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. And then they have like a thread wrapper, which was neat. It's, you know, you could just wrap colorful threads around anything and then make it, you know, a new handle on something like your brush. And then they had the Cling Creator, which is, that was fun.
That's
we did
so
do that
neat.
In our kitchen. Mm-hmm. So it makes those clings that you put on your window and decorate, and they have all different kinds of shapes. And that worked perfectly.
I love the fact that during, like, you know, the winter season. So, like, even though it's not Santa this week, you could still get these items. You can go to Santa Choice Awards and order them all year round. But inside, during winter months, when the kids are in the house,
crafts.
And they need crafts, those things are just invaluable. And they're
and
so
it's
much
a great,
fun.
It's a nice break from, you know, your electronics.
Yep.
So then they also have a magical mess-free stamping Color Wonder inks, you know. So all of those Crayola products, of course, Crayola is one of those names that you can trust.
Absolutely.
Every day. And then these are just some new really great products from Crayola. So we were really excited to have them enter and be part of the Santa Choice Awards this year.
Tell everybody a little bit about the Santa Choice Awards and how it ultimately works with the Mariah Foundation.
Okay, so the Santa Choice Awards is in a review. It's a reviewer program. It's like for consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is taking products in and we're sending them out to independent reviewers, and then we get all the feedback, and if everything comes back positive, then we give them a Santa Choice Award. And so the people that are sending their products in, the manufacturers usually send an extra product that the Santa Choice Awards donates to the Mariah Foundation. And the Mariah Foundation is a 501c3 charity which benefits needy children and families.
Mm-hmm.
So It was really exciting to take all of the products through the Mariah Foundation to the Children's Hospital at St. Peter's Hospital this year, and they were really happy to get all
there
those.
There were more than 125 products that were donated over there. That was the coolest thing, and they were so excited when they picked them up.
Oh, I think that's a really wonderful
and
part
they were
of the
so
program.
Cool. And like some of the like the CDs and stuff, like the heroes, and I mean some of the performers and some of the different categories of book authors and the product makers, they all put their soul into these products. And so when it was actually able to get to a child in need and those that just aren't as privileged, and you should have seen how great they were from the foundation over at St. Peter's that when they picked them up. They were just so excited. They couldn't believe it.
Of music, we did have some really great music this year. one from our friend Andy Z, who we love. we just think he's one of the greatest guys, and his music is very touching, and he had this album this year. It was a collection of American folk songs. So I thought that was really something that every family would love to hear, because the parents all remember and the kids need to learn these songs and keep the tradition going.
Yeah, he lives out in like LA or something. He's like on the board of the Children's Music Network and stuff too. So he's like a high ranking, you know, known child song performer. He's got like 20 years of best selling award.
It's really great,
stuff.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, oh my God, he's hysterical too. And it is true. It's just as entertaining for the adults as the kids.
Yes.
And you can see his clips on YouTube too. If you want to take a look and see some of the tracks and stuff, you can look on those, especially for the audios. They're so much fun.
Yes. And the other one was Jonathan Sprout.
Same thing.
So his was, I think it was called American Heroes. And it's a collection of powerfully produced pop rock tunes that sound a bit like The Who and the Jonas Brothers meet Taylor Swift. That's the way. And then, so they're inspiring songs for children and grown-ups, and they're about the 10 amazing heroes. So heroes in our American history, it's a great way to learn history and sing about it too. So we really thought that was a great product, and it came back with all great reviews.
Yeah, no, that was, it's so great. And I just think about the kids in the hospital and having them be able to just listen and be laughing and smiling, because they do it in such a great way of, you know, teaching while entertaining, and they just make it so much fun. But we're already at the end of our show, Colleen. It's 3:55.
We have to get, okay.
Go ahead. You have another minute.
All right. So 1 minute. Bucket Filling Fairy.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Anne Marie Halstead.
Yes. It's a new book that she has out based on her play that was adopted by Bucket Fillers, which every elementary school knows about this concept. And her Bucket Filling Fairy book is definitely one that you're going to want to give to your kids. We were excited about her. And quickly.
She's somebody to watch, by the way.
We had Button Nose, The Sad Little Bear, which is another Santa Choice Award-winning book. Very cute story. There was another music. It was called The Gift of Love by Robert Sands. Inspirational music. We had Cheesecake Factory. We had the Hallmark Channel. We had all kinds of great.
Oh, forgot about the Hallmark Channel.
So that's, I know we can't go through them all, but we had a really exciting Santa Choice Awards.
Yeah, that was the best. And this year, if you want to enter, you can start early and promote all year. So just go to the Santa Choice Awards website and find out more about it. We're going to go to our break right now and start the second hour of our show, Talented People, from 4 to 5. It's 3:57 right now. Happy New Year, January 6th. Stay with us and thanks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you
USA Radio News with Melanie Burkett.
Well, we are aware of reports about additional missile launches today in Iran. We're going to take a close look at those launches in the same way that we're continuing to review the details around the launches that were carried out by Iran earlier this week.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the Obama administration continues to monitor what's going on in Iran with the latest Iranian missile tests.
Unfortunately, Iran's insistence on developing a ballistic missile program outside of widely recognized international standards is a longstanding concern, not just of the United States, but of the international community.
Ernest says the administration will determine an appropriate response and added that it would not be a surprise if Iran carried out additional launches. Ernest says the U.S. is stepping up efforts to try to limit Tehran's ability to continue developing its missile program. Earlier, Iran's official news agency said two ballistic missiles were test-fired today to show the country is ready for any threat. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie from Daybreak USA. So last week, Charlie, one of my coworkers, saw me in the hallway, and he said, Angie, your hair looks great. He said, I've heard your Ovation commercials, and your hair really does look fantastic. I said, okay, thanks, Charlie. I was kind of